Chapter 8. A Conversation. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite arrived at their beautiful house outside London. They got out of the carriage. Lady Marguerite was still worried about Armand, and she was also very unhappy. She desperately wanted to talk to her husband and get his help.
"Sir Percy," she said slowly, "I must speak to you. I don't know what's happened to us, but we've become strangers. I feel that you don't love me any more."
She paused, but Sir Percy didn't answer. She tried again.
"It's because of the Marquis de Saint-Cyr, isn't it? Please listen to me. You've never let me explain what really happened."
Sir Percy was still silent, but he didn't stop her or walk away. Lady Marguerite felt encouraged. Slowly, she started to tell him the entire story. She told him about Armand's love for the Marquis's daughter, how the Marquis's men almost killed Armand, and how ill Armand was after that.
"I really hated the Marquis for what he did to my brother," she said to him. "And then I heard that the Marquis was plotting in secret against the Republic. I told a friend one day at a party. I was young and stupid then. I didn't know that this friend was a spy."
"Oh, Sir Percy," she continued, "it was all a terrible mistake. I didn't intend to hurt the Marquis. When they arrested him, I tried to stop the execution, but I couldn't."
Sir Percy listened carefully. For a moment, he appeared less reserved, and she felt closer to him. Then, the moment passed.
"Good night," Sir Percy said. "I have to think about this."
"Good night, Sir Percy," she answered.
They walked into the house in silence, but suddenly there was hope in her heart.
"Maybe he still loves me," she thought happily. "I'll speak to him tomorrow." Then she went to bed.
A couple of hours later, she woke up. She heard somebody outside her door and got up to look. Nobody was there. But she saw a letter on the floor. It was a short note from Sir Percy. "I've received urgent news. I must go north for a few days on business. I hope to find you well when I return." Lady Marguerite was surprised. She knew that Sir Percy had houses and property in the north. He sometimes went there to take care of his business, but he usually told her about it before he left.
"Why is he suddenly going on a journey?" she thought.
But it was too late to ask. Sir Percy wasn't in the house, and Lady Marguerite went back to sleep. When she woke up again, it was the middle of the morning. Her maid came into the room with her breakfast and opened the curtains.
"Good morning, my lady," she said.
"Good morning," said Lady Marguerite. "Is there any news from Sir Percy?"
"Not really, my lady," replied the maid. "But a servant has just returned from London with Sir Percy's horse. He says that Sir Percy is taking his ship."
"He's taking his ship to go to the north of England?" exclaimed Lady Marguerite. "Why isn't he going by carriage as usual? It's very strange."